大家好，欢迎参加华能国际电力股份有限公司2013年第一季度业绩发布机构投资者及分析师会议全球电话会议。下面有请我们的主持人开始介绍管理层，谢谢。
各位投资界的朋友，大家下午好，仅代表华能国际电力股份有限公司欢迎各位出席公司2013年第一季度业绩发布电话会议。 Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Huaneng Power International, I would like to welcome you all to the conference call regarding the first quarter results announcement of 2013 of the company. 在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席这次会议的公司管理层。First of all, please allow me to introduce the management of the company on the call today. 他们分别是 They are 公司副总经理、总会计师周辉女士， Vice President and Chief Accountant of the company, Mrs. 周辉。周总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理、董事会秘书杜大明先生， Vice President and Secretary to the Board of the company, Mr. 杜大明。杜总您好。
你好，大家好。
公司副总经理李树清先生， Vice President of the company, Mr. 李树清。李总您好。
你好，大家下午好。
公司副总经理李建民先生， Vice President of the company, Mr. 李建民。李总您好。
大家好。
出席这次会议的还有公司预算部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、证券部和大事办的负责人。 The general managers for the departments of budget, engineering, production, marketing, view, finance and capital market, as well as the office for Tuas business are also joining us in this meeting. 杜总会先为我们回顾2013年第一季度业绩的表现，接下来是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Du will review the business performance for the first quarter of 2013 for us, followed by Q&A session. 现在有请公司副总经理、董事会秘书杜大明先生介绍公司业绩表现，由公司周彪先生做英文交替传译。May we have the honor to invite the Vice President and Secretary to the Board of the company, Mr. 杜大明, to review the business performance.And Mr. Zhou Biao will conduct English interpretation for us.
女士们、先生们，大家好。
Ladies and gentlemen,
欢迎各位参加华能国际一季度业绩推介电话会议。
Welcome to attend the conference call for the first quarter results.
昨天公司召开了董事会，并公布了今年第一季度的经营业绩。按照中国会计准则计算。2013年第一季度公司实现合并营业收入 321.36 亿元人民币，同比下降 6.2%， 归属于本公司股东的净利润 25.54 亿人民币，同比增长 177.77%。
Yesterday the company convened the board meeting and also released its first quarter results in 2013.Under the PRC accounting standard for the first quarter of this year, the company realized consolidated operating revenue of 32.136 billion RMB, decreasing by 6.20% year-on-year. Net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 2.554 billion RMB, increasing by 177.77% year-on-year.
公司净利润增长的主要原因是一季度燃料成本同比上年同期下降，但由于受到全国用电形势整体不乐观及各区域增长不均衡等因素的影响，一季度公司境内运行电厂总发电量同比下降 2.44%。
The profit increase was mainly attributable to the decrease of fuel cost compared with the same period last year.But with the lower national power consumption situation and imbalanced growth in different regions, the total domestic power generation of the company for the first quarter decreased by 2.44%.
进入二季度，公司将继续以巩固和提升盈利能力为中心，不断提高公司发展质量，将重点抓好电力市场营销工作， 进一步落实区域市场营销主体责任，调动各发电厂的积极性，努力提高机组利用小时，同时积极应对燃料市场变化带来的机遇和挑战，严格控制燃料成本，为股东创造稳定增长的回报。
For the second quarter, the company will continue focusing on consolidating and enhancing profitability and further improving growth quality. The company will increase efforts on marketing, further clarify marketing responsibilities, and encourage power plants to lift the utilization hours of our generation units. Meanwhile, proactive to cope with the opportunities and the challenges from the coal market change, strictly control coal cost to create stable and increasing returns to our shareholders.
下面的时间，我和我的同事愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Well, in the following time, my colleagues and I are glad to answer your questions. Thank you.
感谢管理层。大家好，下面是问答环节。如需提问，请您在话机上按星一键等候，先按星号键，再按数字键一，谢谢。管理层好，第一位提问者是来自花旗银行的刘显达，你好。
管理层你们好，首先我是刘显达，花旗银行的。首先恭喜你们一季度业绩非常良好。我有三个问题，第一个问题是看一季度业绩呢，公司单位燃料成本有一个比较大幅的下滑，我想请教管理层对我们那个全年单位燃料成本下降5%那个目标，现在会不会觉得应该可以下降更多了？如果下降更多的话，应该是多少？这个第一个问题。第二个问题是有关公司资本开支的，想请教公司一季度的资本开支是多少？还有好像一季度的资本开支比全年目标211相对比较少，那我们全年那个数据会不会有一些下调的机会？第三个问题是有关大势能源的，想请教大势能源一季度我们两个数字，分别是一季度的那个税后盈利，还有那个购电成本是多少？谢谢。
I'm coming from Citibank. First, congratulations, you have made a great achievement in the first quarter results. I have three questions. First is, could you talk about your unit fuel cost for the first quarter? We have seen that you achieved a great decrease of the unit fuel cost year on year. Also, we see that you mentioned that the whole year's target for the unit fuel cost will decrease about 5%. So is there any chance to change this guidance for the whole year? The second question is about the CapEx. We see that the first quarter's CapEx is very small compared to the whole year's 21.1 billion RMB. So is it possible to decrease the whole year's plan for the CapEx? And the third question is about the Trustpower's operation. Could you please provide us the its profit and also the electricity purchase cost for the first quarter?
好，谢谢。第一个问题呢，请我们李总回答，后面两个问题请周总回答一下。
好，我来回答这个煤炭采购成本预期的问题啊。那么公司判断呢，沿海下水煤的煤价会继续保持相对低位的运行，但是持续下跌和大幅下跌的可能性是不大的，但是也缺乏上涨的动力。那么由于这个国内内贸煤的价格的下降，进口煤与内贸煤的差价正在逐步的缩小，但是还仍然存在。内陆地区受这个沿海下水煤及进口煤煤价的影响，这种影响呢也在逐步的传导，所以说这个内陆煤还有一定的下降的空间。从前三个月变化的情况看，那么这种变化呢也符合公司的预期。对于这个煤炭采购成本降低5%的目标， 这个呢是考虑到全年煤炭采购的价格的影响，那么去年一季度煤炭价格相对较高，所以说大家看到一季度同比煤价下降的比较多，但是对于全年的采购成本，我们判断5%的目标还是保持不变。
Well, I talk about the coal price guidance for the whole year. For our company, we believe that currently the coal price from the shipping side is currently hovering the lower level, and we don't think there will be a great increase in the future. And for the inland coal price, we see that there is still a room to decrease in the future. Also, the gap between the domestic coal price and the overseas gap in coal price is decreasing, but there is still an amount of difference. And for the first quarter's coal price, we see that this is in line with our expectations. And for the whole year's 5% decrease of the coal price for us guidance, we see that because of the higher level of the first quarter last year, the coal price, we see that this is why we have seen the great decrease for the first quarter of this year, but the whole year's 5% decrease of the unit fuel cost will not change.
这个一季度公司的资本支出是34.06亿，其中基本建设24.5亿，更新改造9.56亿。
For the first quarter's capex, totally 3.406 billion RMB. Among these, for the infrastructure construction capex, about 2.45 billion RMB, and for the maintenance and improvement of the units, 856 million RMB.
巴士能源今年一季度呢，这个税前利润是1.64亿人民币，这个同比减少的幅度比较大，达到了这个64%。
For Trustpower, the first quarter's profit before tax was 164 million RMB, decreasing by 64% year-on-year.
那么利润下降主要原因有两个，一个呢是从12年年底到这个13年的这个一季度，整个新加坡的市场呢增加了138万千瓦的容量，所以新机淘汰对于我们的市场占有率这个带来了一定的冲击。
Well,the reason for the decrease of our profit for Truss Power in the first quarter is because along with the newly added capacity, about totally 1,380 megawatts since the end of last year and for the first quarter, and our market share in Truss Power in Singapore has decreased.
第二原因呢，由于这个容量增加，竞争也开始加剧。那么新加坡的这个政府呢，调低了固定合同电量部分的毛利率，那么边际贡献调了每千千瓦时调低了这个将近每千千瓦时调六星元，调低了6星元，目前是这个每千千瓦时43星元。也就是说，折人民这个每度电5星币，五分新币，3毛钱，2毛5分多。
Well, since the fierce competition for the power market in Singapore, the Singapore government has decreased the gross profit for the fixed contract for the electricity for the power producers.With the amount about $6 per megawatt hour.
所以这样结果呢，使得这个一季度大势能源呢，这个税前利润呢，这个降低幅度比较大。另外呢，刚才问的是一个购电成本是吧？购电成本呢，今年由于电量下降，那么这个成本也有所下降，今年是12.94亿。
Well.For the electricity purchase cost, because of the power generation is decreased, so the cost meanwhile decreased to 1.294 billion RMB.
好啊、谢谢管理层。哎，周总啊，我想请教就是，大西能源税前利润是1.6亿，那税后是多少呢？
2000亿。
Well, for the Trust Power, its profit after tax was 131 million RMB.
好，谢谢。
谢谢管理层的耐心解答。下面一位提问者是来自 CICC 的陈君华，你好。
啊，你好，谢谢管理层，谢谢主持人，我是来自中金的陈君华，我有两个问题。第一个是关于成本这一块的，因为我们可以看到我们一季度的主营成本不论是环比还是同比都有大幅度的下降，所以我想了解一下我们一季度的这个成本和四季度相比燃料成本的就是说有没有太大的变化，各自的这个水平是多少，然后我们其他的成本是否也发生了一些下降。第二个问题是关于说我们的这个电量计划的，因为我们现在一季度的时候电量是同比的增长2.4%。我记得我们在年报的时候跟大家交流，在全年的电量计划是仍然是保持5%-6%的一个增长，就目前的这个电量计划是否会发生变化啊、就这两个问题，谢谢管理层。
I'm from CICC. I have two questions. First about the cost.We see that the cost for your company has decreased a lot, no matter quarter-on-quarter or year-on-year. Could you please talk about your cost breakdown for the comparison between the first quarter and the fourth quarter of last year? And the second question is about the power generation plan for the whole year. In the annual results presentation, you have mentioned that your whole year's target for the power generation increase rate is about 5% to 6%.Year on year, but for the first quarter, we see that your increase rate is only 2.4%. Could you please talk about whether you will change the guidance?
我先来回答第一个问题，关于成本呢，跟由于这个煤价的下降、电量的下降，所以燃料总成本呢，这个下降的这个幅度也大。由于这个价格下调，那么对于我燃料这一块影响达到了31亿。就少支出了31亿，同时由于电量下降，使得这个燃料呢少支出了8.5亿。另外维修呢，这个基本持平，但是折旧有9400万的下降，这个主要是一些老的机组这个报废导致的。
Well, for the cost, we see, sure we have undertaken a great decrease year on year. Because of two factors, first is the coal price and also the power generation decrease. And the coal price decrease bring us a cut of our fuel cost about 3.1 billion RMB. And the power generation decrease bring us a cut of our cost of 850 million RMB. And for our maintenance is in line with that of last year. And also the depreciation phase decreased about94 million RMB.
周总，不好意思，我想再就问一下，就是我们有没有统计说我们去年四季度和今年一季度这个标煤单价是不是有一些变化？
今年我们的标煤单价一季度是734.5元一吨，那么去年的四季度。
Well, for the standard coal price, for the first quarter of this year, our standard coal price is 734.5 RMB per ton, and for fourth quarter of last year, the standard coal price was 749 RMB per ton.
我来回答你那个第二个问题，正如您刚刚所说的，就是一季度啊。我们的整个的发电量呢，跟去年同比啊是负的2.44%。那么我们来判断全年的整个发电量的这个形势啊，我们感觉呢还是可能会出现于前低和后高的这种趋势。因为一季度呢有过年的因素，还有一个因为供热期， 随着四五月份的来临以后呢，电量有会有所恢复，到迎峰度假期间电量增幅可能会更大一些，所以我们判断是全年来看前低后高，所以我们的目前没有调整全年发电量目标的这个一个打算，所以全年的发电量目标还是按照年初所规划的，发电量是3200亿。
Well, for the first quarter, sure, our power generation decreased 2.44% year on year. For the whole year, we say generally the power generation growth rate is lower for the early part of the for the first half and the second half. The power generation growth rate will be higher, and for the whole year's target, we don't have a plan to adjust. It is still the power generation is still 320 billion kilowatt hours for the whole year.
啊，我没有问题了，谢谢管理层。
谢谢管理层。下一位提问者是来自 Morgan Stanley 的侯静，您好，您可以提问了。
管理层你们好，我是那个侯静，摩根士丹利的。我有几个问题。第一个我想问一下，就是我看到就是我们公司的财务费用的话，今年一季度比去年2012年的四季度的话，有一个就是大概10%的一个下降，就想问一下这个主要是什么原因。然后就这个问题，谢谢。
I'm Kim from Morgan Stanley. I have one question. We noticed that your financial fees for first quarter of this year decreased about 10% compared with that in the fourth quarter of last year. Could you please provide the reason for this?
这个财务费用，如果我们这个跑掉手续费、汇兑收益这一部分的话呢，单纯呢就利息支出来看，应该说呢。比去年同期下降了12%，主要的原因呢，是因为这个综合的融资成本的降低。
Well, excluding the intermediary fees about for the bank and also the foreign exchange factors, and our interest expenses decreased 12% year on year, and this is because of our comprehensive financial cost decrease.
周总不好意思，想问一下，就是我有没有一个就是我们今年一季度的一个综合的融资成本和去年2012年全年的融资成本，平均的融资成本，然后有没有对全年2013年全年的一个融资成本的一个那个指引啊？平均的这个。
Could you please provide us your comprehensive financial cost for the first quarter of this year and also the average cost for last year?And also the guidance for this year.
这个我们刚才我讲的这个12%降低呢，是跟去年一季度同期相比。那么去年一季度同期的这个成本呢是5.88%，那么这个今年一季度这个是5.14%。
Well, for the 12% decrease, this is the year-on-year change. And for first quarter of last year, the comprehensive financing cost for us is 5.88%, and this year, in the first quarter, this cost is 5.14%.
去年全年平均是5.68%。
And for last year, the average cost for us 5.68%.
谢谢周总，没有问题了。
谢谢管理层。下一位提问者是来自深影万国的黄哲。
你好管理层，我想问两个问题，一个就是有没有关于大势能源的这个它的折旧成本、燃料成本这些比较细的成本，然后还有它的大势的这个利息费用。那另外一个就是说，我想问一下咱们今年一季度的这个外购煤当中，就是那个市场煤当中来自于就是国际煤的这个比例大概是多少，或者说我们采购了多少万吨的这个国际煤炭，然后它主要运用的这个电厂大概是在哪一片区域，就这两个问题，谢谢。
Well, I'm coming from Shenying Wanguo Securities. I have two questions. The first is, could you please provide us the tourist powers, depreciation fees, and the fuel costs, and also the interest fees for the first quarter? And the second is, could you please provide us the imported coal percentage, and also the amount of the imported coal, and also which region will use this imported coal?
这个大势能源呢，一季度燃料成本17.97亿，维修1700万，折旧1亿4600，这个薪酬是4000万，其他13亿1400。
For trust power, its fuel cost for of 1.797 billion RMB and depreciation 146 million RMB. For maintenance, 17 million RMB. And for the compensation, 4 million RMB, and the others, 300 million RMB.
Oh, 上来我把这个进口煤的情况给各位做一介绍。那么公司一季度进口煤的量总共是953万吨，占到了公司整个供煤量的30%。那么这些煤主要供应在沿海沿江地区的电厂，那么也包括这个江西的井冈山和瑞金，通过这个铁路运输用一部分进口煤。
Well, totally for the first quarter, we imported 9.53 million tons from the overseas market. This is about 30% of our total purchase of coal.And this imported coal were used in the coastal regions and also the riverside regions, also include the power plants located in Jiangxi province, and also some power plants which use the railway transportation.
好，谢谢管理层。
谢谢。下一位提问者是来自中信证券的吴飞，您好，您可以提问了。
哎，观众大家好，想提两个问题，一个是想那个，因为我们一度的话投资收益是雷同下降的，想问一下我们具体一个结构，就哪些，一度主要是哪些这个电厂贡献了我们的投资收益，和去年比大概是什么样一个情况？另外第二个问题想问一下我们目前那个一度整个电厂核准的一个情况，包括海门二期这边一个核准的一个进展情况，谢谢。
Well, I'm confident.CITIC Securities. I have two questions. First is about your investment gains. For the first quarter, we have seen a decrease for your company. Could you please provide us the detail about the power plant contribution for the investment gains? The second is about your approval condition for the power plant. For example, the two power plants in Haimen power plant.
第一个，这个关于投资收益呢，2013年是1.06亿，这个去年同期是2.64亿，这个同期相比呢，下降幅度比较多，降了1.58亿。那么主要的原因呢，是由于我们投资的一个煤矿金星能源，去年呢有一个分红1.2亿，那么今年呢目前还没有分红。
Well, for the investment gains for the first quarter, the amount for this year is 6 million RMB, compared with the 264 million RMB for first quarter of last year. This means a decrease of 158 million RMB. The reason for this decrease is for the first quarter of last year, we have received a dividend paid from the Jinxin Energy Company about 120 million RMB. But this year we don't receive this dividend.
您刚才讲的海门二期的两台机组单机是103.6万，这两台机组均以获得核准。
You mentioned the Haimen power plant with two 1,036 megawatts. These two power plants, two power generating units have get the approval from the government.
想追问一下，就是一个是能否再介绍一下我们剩余的几个火电企业这个一季度的那个投资收益的贡献情况，另外的话就是海门二期在一季度里边有没有一个发电量的贡献，谢谢。
Could you please further provide the detail about other problems contribution of the investment gain and also the approval condition for other projects? For the Haimen power plant for the first quarter, the second phase of this power plant has not produced the power generation.
那个我想问一下，你刚才问的这个第一个问题，是不是我们投资收益里面关于投资的火电几个电厂的情况，是吗？
对对对，没错，就这个收入。啊，这个深圳能源3000万收益，日照是5200万，韩风1300万。
Well, for the investment gains, 30 million RMB coming from Shenzhen Energy, and 52 million RMB coming from Yuzhou Power Plant, and 30 million RMB coming from Haifeng Power Plant.
这块能否和去年做个比较，就是这三个电厂的，谢谢。这个三个电厂和去年相比呢，去年新能源是3600万，下降了700万，日照去年是2200万，增加了3000万。 韩风去年是600万，增加了700万。
啊，谢谢。
Well, compared to this of last year, the investment gain coming from Shenzhen Energy, decreased 7 million RMB, and the investment gain coming from Yuzhou Power Plant increased 30 million RMB, and the investment gain coming from Haifeng Power Plant increased 7 million RMB.
谢谢，下一位提问者是来自 BNP 的 Daisy
张，您好，您可以提问了。管理层你们好，我想问一下，就是说一季度的那个单位燃料成本是多少？另外的话，想问一下，就是说公司一季度的话，属下的国内的火电厂还有没有亏损的电厂？第三个的话，想问一下，就是合同煤的签订的情况和一季度那些合同煤 签了量没有定价的那个执行情况是怎么样的？谢谢。Well,
I come from a BNP Paribas. I have three questions. First is, could you please provide your unit fuel cost for the first quarter? The second is, could you please talk about how much power plants in first quarter making loss? And the third question is about the contract, co-contract. How about the implementation of the contract, and also the contract signing process for your company, and also could you please talk about the first quarter's contract, which has not determined the price.
一季度的单位燃料成本为222.52，同比下降了17.27%.
For unit fuel cost for the first quarter, it was 222.52 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 17.27% year on year.
亏损的电厂呢，就火电电厂来说，我们37个核算单位有3个亏损.
For power plants making loss, totally 37 thermal power plants, among these about 3 power plants making loss.
下一个问题请李总回答一下。那么今年这个煤炭订货的情况和这个年初是吧回答问题的时候基本上没有太大的变化。那么下水煤呢，总体的煤量基本上是保持了去年的量。下水煤的定价的方式是随环渤海指数进行浮动这样一种方式。 这个大部分的陆运合同已经签订，但是这个安徽、河南、甘肃和陕西地区，由于这个煤价在变化的过程当中，所以说这些省份的煤炭供应合同到现在还没有完全定下来，这是合同签订的情况。但是从这个现在这个煤炭供应情况看呢，综合看今年的煤炭采购价格会低于去年。
Well, for our co-contract signing process, we see that currently this is not completely over. For our coal coming from the shipping side, the amount of this contract is along with that of last year, and the price for this contract is fluctuated with the Bohai Rim coal price index. And for the inland coal price coal contract, we have signed most of these, but in some regions we still to be pending for this contract to sign. And for the coal price for the whole year, we believe that the comprehensive natural coal purchasing price will be lower than that of last year.
那么对于这个合同煤执行的情况，因为这个合同煤啊都要按照这个发电计划按月平衡，这个安排它的量，到目前为止兑现率基本上在65%左右。
For the contract fulfillment condition, because this will be adjusted monthly, and for currently we see that 65% fulfillment rate for the contract coal.
周总，我能不能再加问那个三个电厂亏损最主要是集中在哪些区域啊？谢谢。
一个是山东的占化，另外两个呢都是云南滇东的，就一个是滇东能源，一个是滇东渔旺。
Well, there are three loss-making power plants located in Shandong Province, which is Zhanghua Power Plant, and the other two located in Yunnan Province, the Dandong Energy and Yuwang Energy.
好，谢谢。
大家好，下一位提问者是来自安信证券的邵玲丽。您好，您可以提问了。
哎，管理层您好，我想请教一个问题，就是咱们我看之前有制定的那个目标，就是关于这近两三年的一个投产的计划，然后想问一下这个咱们和那个年度当时制定的计划之间有没有差异？就是当时是说可能今年主要就是四台100万千瓦的火电，然后可能明后两年的话主要是一些天然气的发电，然后就想问一下这一块。然后第二个问题就是可能稍微大一点，就是关于那个煤电联动，就说如果说即使煤炭价格维持在现在的水平上面的话，可能我们看到的就是13年的煤价比12年同比还是有一个比较大的下降。那么就是在的管理层，您看这个观点的话，会不会就说14年的话有没有一个下调电价的这样一个风险？就这样两个问题，谢谢。
Well, I'm coming for Ancient Securities. I have two questions. First is about the capacity. Plan for the future 2 or 3 years. You have mentioned that this year you will add about 1,000 megawatts generating units, and also in the maybe next year you will add some gas-fired generating units. Could you please talk about whether you will change or has changed the capacity adding plan? And the second is about the coal price and the electricity price. Linkage mechanism. If currently we see that the coal price for this year has decreased a lot compared to that of last year, and if the coal price remain at the same at the current level, could you please talk about whether it is possible for the government to cut the tariff level in 2014?
公司披露年度业绩的时候呢。的13年和14年的投产目标，我们没有做调整。2013年呢，预计新增容量459.2万千瓦；2014年预计新增装机容量316万千瓦。
Well, we don't change the capacity adding plan for the following 2 years. This year, we're going to add totally 4,592 megawatts, and for next year, we're going to add totally 3,160 megawatts.
关于电价的问题呢，请李总回答一下。
就您刚刚关心的这个第二个问题，关于煤电联动的事情啊，就是因为那个整个煤价的变动啊，是从去年的下半年开始，随着煤炭市场的走势，价格的走势呢，应该说到现在为止呢，逐步趋于稳定。但是就是火电企业啊，根据国家这个煤电联动的有关政策啊，应该说这么几年来，由于煤炭上涨，而且电力企业的亏损呢，应该说还 目前的煤炭下架的呢，应该说多年来的亏损还不至于能够弥补。那么从国家的联动政策来看呢，到今年还没有看到这个方面要关于电价方面的调整的这方面政策的一些出台，或者是从政策的电价研究的这个角度上，应该说也没有这方面的信息，所以我们判断呢，今年煤电联动是不太可能。那么明年，因为我们还是要密切的关注一下国家关于这方面的一些情况的一些研究的一些走势的情况，所以说明年2014年关于电价是否跟煤电联动的，或者说有所调整的，还取决于今年整个的经济形势的走势和煤炭市场的今年整个的运营的情况，再看国家组合来定，我们再来关注。
嗯，好的，好，谢谢关总。
Well, for the coal price, we see that the market coal price has changed since the second half of last year. To date, the current coal price is in a stable level. We see that this coal price decrease has not covered the coal price increase for the past few years. So for this year, we don't think the government will adjust the tariff level. And for next year, we see that whether this mechanism will be implemented is determined to the national economic situation and also the coal market situation.
谢谢。大家好，下一位提问者是来自中友基金的张鹏。您好，您可以提问了。
喂，管理层你好。喂。
知道您讲吧。
哎，我是来自中油基金的张腾，有两个问题想请教一下。就第一个是您刚才提到，用电量的情况是下滑了2.44%，然后我想请教一下，这有没有区域的一个分布？就比如说沿海的一些电厂，它是不是会因为西电东送的原因，然后电量下滑的更严重一些？然后第二个问题是，您刚才提到煤价现在是处于未来的一个预期也是一个低位稳定，然后我想请问一下，您做出这样判断的主要原因是什么？就是您觉得影响煤价走势的主要因素是哪些方面？如果未来电量持续低于预期的话，煤价是否还会进一步下降？或者说，如果电量的增速要低到什么样一个程度，可能触动煤价的继续大幅的下降？谢谢。
All right, come from the Channel Oil Fund, and I have two questions. First is about your first quarter's power generation.Which it decreased about 2.44%. Could you please talk about in the different regions for the power generation growth rate, especially for the coastal regions, whether this is exaggerated by the power generation coming from the western part? And the second question is about just right now you mentioned that the coal price will be in a very lower level and will maintain a stable way. And could you please talk about your assumptions base for these explanations? And also, if the power generation continue stay in a lower level, and what is the possibility for the coal price to decrease in the future?
您的问题问得很好啊，正好可以请我们两位李总分别回答一下。
第一个问题呢，我在前面实际上有一些涉及到了，就是今年呢，就是一季度啊，全国的电力增长的2.44%，但火电呢增长的，全国的火电增长并没有这么高，全国火电增长的是0.47%，那么在0.47%的增长幅度的话，确实就像你所说，我们确实有个区域的分布的一些涨幅和下降的这个幅度不一样。应该说我们在沿海和沿江地区啊，比如东南沿海、华北地区啊，以及东北地区、甘肃地区呢，应该说电量的增长应该说比较乏力，那么都是同比是负增长的。那么个别地区，比如华中地区和云南地区，电量的增长幅度呢达到了4.9%和4.3%，但是由于他们当这两个地区的水电啊所占的比重比较大，所以也就是挤占了火电的这个空间，所以说总体来说呢，应该说我们全国的这个在火电在0.47%的这个增长幅度下呢，由于区域之间确实存在很大的一些不平衡。
Well, for the power generation for the first quarter, we see that the nationwide level for the first quarter, the power generation increased 5.44% year-on-year, but for the thermal power generation, it is only increasing by 0.47% year-on-year. This is also due to the different regions have different performance, especially for the coastal regions, northern part of China, northeastern part, and also the Gansu province, the power generation decreased a lot. For the central part of China and also Yunnan province, the power generation increased 4.9%, 4.3% respectively. But because of in these two regions, the hydro power generation increased a lot. So this has impact on the thermal power generation. In the comprehensive basis, the thermal power generation only increased 0.47% for the first quarter.
那么从现在看，国际形势也继续低迷，没有明显复苏的迹象，国内经济结构也正在调整，保持中速增长将成为一个常态。我们一季度的 GDP 是增长 7.7%， 那么火电的增长率是 0.47%， 所以说煤炭需求难以有很大的提高。那么这是需求方面， 煤炭产能也将进一步的释放，进口煤仍然会大量的涌入。一季度这个进口煤增长了 30%， 这是全国的进口煤增长了 30%， 所以在这种供需形势下，我们预计13年的全年的电煤市场总体是宽松的，煤炭价格没有大幅上涨的动力。那么说如果电量继续下滑， 煤炭的需求将会进一步下降，市场也会进一步的疲软。Well,
for the coal market, we see that for the international economy is in a very weak situation, and also the domestic economy is will be maintained in a medium rate speed. For the first quarter, the GDP growth rate for the domestic for China only increased 7.7% year-on-year, and also just mentioned by our colleague that the first quarter's thermal power generation only increased 0.47%. So the demand is very weak for the coal market, and for the output of the coal, for the first quarter we see that China imported coal increased 30% year-on-year. So we expect that for the whole year, the supply of the coal market is very ease, and there is no driving factors for the coal price to increase. And if the power generation continue to decrease, and we see that the coal demand will continue to decrease, and the coal price has no reason to grow.
哎，谢谢您了。嗯，再补充问个问题，就是您刚才提到。 如果煤价下行的话，向下的空间大概有多少？你觉得
？And a supplementary question: If the coal price will decrease, how much will this coal price will decrease?
对，现在这个煤炭价格就是根据市场的供需形势而确定。当然，煤炭价格进一步下降，也受到这个煤矿企业生产成本的这个限制了。 从现在情况看，国际煤炭市场上，煤矿亏损的企业和国内煤矿亏损的企业大概都占到了 20%。
Well, actually, the coal price will be determined by the supply and the demand, and also the coal price decrease has to be determined by the coal production cost. And currently, we see that for the coal suppliers, no matter in the domestic and in the international market, about 20% of the coal suppliers making loss.
也就是说，以往的话，最大的一个亏损的比例是多少的时候，煤价会处于一个稳定的状态，然后现在来看的话，就对应多少的一个价位。
Well, for the question, so could you please talk about in which percentage of the loss-making coal suppliers can see the coal price will be in a stable level?
那么简单说吧，从现在是这个沿海的市场煤炭的价格看，下降的空间已经不是太大了。
Simply, for the coastal regions, the coal price has no a big driving factor to decrease.
哎，好，谢谢您了。
谢谢管理层。大家好，下一位提问者是来自招商证券的侯鹏。您好，你可以提问了。
各位管理层下午好，我有两个问题想请教一下。一个是咱们一季度的这个财务费用，我看到咱们一季度那个由于负债率下降大概3%吧，这个咱们财务结构主要做了哪些调整，是不是有一些短期融资券或者是一些债券方面的一些调整。第二个就是咱们这个财务费用里面有没有包含一些汇兑的损益，这块的汇兑损益大概是多大。第三个是咱们那个进口煤与国内煤，像沿海地区这些进口煤国内煤的这个差价目前保持在什么样的一个水平，这个是否分那个高热值的煤和低热值的煤详细的分解一下，谢谢。
Well,coming from China Merchant Securities, I have three questions. First is about the financial fees for the first quarter. We see that the debt ratio for Huanan has decreased 3 percentage points for the first quarter. And could you please talk about why this has changed? Is that because of the adjustment of the structure of short-term debentures and also some bonds? And the second question is also,for the financial fees, could you please talk about whether this figure include the foreign exchange gains? And the third question is about the coal price gap between the domestic and the international market coal price. And also, could you please provide the breakdown for the gap, respectively for the higher heat value and also the lower heat value?
先回答你第一个问题，关于负债率下降呢，这个我们跟去年年底比呢，下降了1%多。那么这个主要原因是由于一季度随着经营环境的好转，这个利润的增加，那么我们这个贷款相应的有所减少。
Well, for the debt ratio, actually for the first quarter, our debt ratio decreased more than one point percentage, and this is because of our improving conditions for the power, for the generation, for the operation, and also the profit increase. Bring our decrease of our bank loans.
第二个问题呢，就报表里面的财务费用，这指的是净额，所以这里头呢是这个。扣除了利息收入和汇兑收益，那么今年一季度的汇兑收益是3000万。
And for the financial fees in the balance sheet, this is the net figure. That means this is excluding the foreign exchange, which is about 30 million RMB for the first quarter.
好，我来回答第二个问题。那么对于公司的进口煤。不同的区域不同的电厂，因为港口运输条件的不同，所以进口煤的煤种煤质和煤价也不同。那么从公司综合总体算下来，进口煤和内贸煤的差价是在25块钱。
Well, for the imported coal, because of the different regions, also the coal types and the coal quality and also the price is different. For the average calculation, the gap between the domestic and the international coal price is about 25 RMB per ton.
好的，谢谢。
谢谢管理层。大家好，下一位提问者是来自大和证券的戴维。您好，您可以提问了。
哎，管理层你好，我有几个问题啊，很快就是，首先就是那个刚才我们说过那个大势能源一季度这个竞争在新加坡市场竞争比较激烈，那我们有没有对全年的一个盈利有没有一个预测？我记得我们去年应该是10亿人民币嘛，今年有没有就是全年会不会一个很大下降？然后第二个就是说这个您刚才就是 对今年那个就是单位医疗成本保持这个原来的一个看法，就是5%下降。但我看一季度的这个223的话，基本跟去年全年比的话，基本就是下降了，应该是10%以上。那是不是代表下半年要我们觉得今年下半年的那个单位医疗成本要比今年上半年要高很多，才能达到这个5%预期？就是为什么要就维持5%？是因为我们比较保守呢，还是因为？如果我们觉得今年电量如果出现前低后高的情况下，这个煤价也会就是随着季节性或者其他因素会上涨。然后最后一个问题就是说，这个我想请教一下，如果以这个比较这个沿海电厂和内陆电厂的收益情况，假如说我们用这个股本回报率来看的话，大概是个几%和几%的一个大概的一个感觉。谢谢。
Well, I'm from Daiwa Securities. I have three questions. The first is about Truss Power's operation for the first quarter. You mentioned that in the first quarter, Truss Power have undertaken a very fierce competition. And could you please talk about your whole year's guidance for Truss Power's operation, especially for the profit, because the Truss Power have made a 1 billion RMB in profit in 2012. And the second question is about your unit fuel cost. You have mentioned the guidance of the whole year for this cost will increase 5% year-on-year, but we see that for the first quarter, the 223 RMB per megawatt hour, this level has decreased more than 10% year-on-year. That means if the whole year's guidance of 5% decrease rate will bring the higher level for the unit fuel cost in the second half of this year, could you please provide the detail about this change? The third question is, could you please talk about the profitability for the different regions, especially for the coastal regions and the inland regions, the return level for the your power plant?
关于大势能源全年的盈利呢，作为公司来说，我们肯定是有一个这个预算的目标的。但是为了避免误导投资者，所以我们从来是不对具体的数字来进行披露的，只能是告诉大家一个趋势。前几年大势能源效益非常好，最高的时候税前利润到达曾经16亿，那么这个都是一些特殊的例外的情况。那我觉得作为一个电力企业来说呢，这个你不可能指望长期有一个很高的利润，应该说今年这个情况呢也是回归到了一个正常的水平。
Well, for Truss Power's profit expectation for this year, actually we have internal plan for this, but there is no specific figure to disclose. Actually, for Truss Power, for the past few years, maybe the highest profit for Truss before tax was 1.6 billion RMB, but this is very special. And currently, we see that the Truss Power's profitability has returned to the normal level.
关于第三个问题，这个各个这个不同区域的电厂的回报率的比较，我觉得呢，这个应该每一个厂，即便是在同一个区域里头，由于它这个经营这个各个方面这个条件的不同，它的回报也是不一定是这个一样的。所以如果按区域呢，更没法这么一个笼统的来比较。那我可以告诉你的呢，我们在去年12年底，公司平均的这个ROE 的水平是10%。
Well, because of the different regions and also the different conditions for the power plant, the return level is different. So it is difficult to make the comparison in terms of the return level. We can give you the figure for the ROE level for 2012. For our average ROE level, 10%.
那么我就把这个煤炭采购价格的情况变化给各位做一介绍。那么今年一季度看起来和去年的同比下降幅度比较大，那么这主要是因为去年一季度煤炭价格是一直在保持高位，真正煤炭价格下降是从5月份开始，煤炭价格才开始下降。那么大家应该能够看得到，今年公司一季度的煤炭价格基本上和去年四季度是持平的，所以说后期的变化幅度，按%算下来会变小。那么再一个呢，我们会随着煤炭市场的变化，这个种采购结构也会变化调整。煤炭价格呢， 这个因为今年采用了这个环渤海指数定价这么一种方式，所以说煤炭价格具有一定的不确定性。
Well, for the coke price guidance, you see that the first quarter's unit fuel cost decreased a lot compared to that of last year. This is because of the higher base for the first quarter of 2012. We see that the coke price has undertaken the decrease just since the May in 2012. Also, we see that the first quarter's natural coal price is basically in line with that of fourth quarter of last year. So in the second half, in the following quarters of this year, the decreasing rate year on year will be smaller. And also for the coal price, because this year we have take a different form of the contract signing mechanism, and the some of our coal contract price determined based on the Bohai Rim price index. So there is some uncertainties for the coal price in the following quarters.
Oh, 谢谢管理层。
谢谢管理层。大家好，下一位提问者是来自 SHBC 的黄媛媛。
哎，管理层你们好，两个很快的问题。第一个问题是想问一下第一季度公司的平均的利用小时数大概是多少，然后第二个问题是关于那个煤炭价格的，就是咱们的这个进口煤的这个价格的话，同国内的煤炭价格是不是相比有一个便宜一些，那大概这个便宜的这个比例是多少。好，谢谢。
Well, I'm coming from HSBC. I have two questions. The first is, what is your utilization hours for the first quarter? And the second is, could you please talk about how much cheaper of your imported coal price compared to that of the domestic coal price?
您刚刚第一个问题呢，是公司的平均的利用小时一季度是1219小时。
For first quarter, our utilization hours was 1,219 hours.
那么第二个问题刚才已经回答过了啊，这个进口煤和国内的内贸市场煤价格是差价是25块钱。
For the imported coal price, actually, we have answered these questions that the imported coal price have 25 RMB per ton, lower than that of domestic coal price.
谢谢。
谢谢管理层。下一位提问者是来自里昂证券的李源。
管理层你好，我有那个四个小问题啊。第一个是那个现在四月份的这个用电需求怎样？就是我看到那个整体用电需求，三月份的时候那个居民用电和第三产业突然出现一个下滑，不知道四月份有没有这块有没有反弹？第二个问题是，这个管理层能不能披露一下这个一季度大势能源在占新加坡市场的这个市场份额？未来几个季度是否会维持在这个水平上？那另外呢，我想问一下那个一季度大势能源那个净利润率。以及这个就是未来几年，就是说全年的话，还有哪一些这个因素可能会影响它？第三个问题呢是，我看到这个公司在这个今年一季度做了这个比较大的一个，就是说资产负债表的一个调整，就是在减少这个负债。说公司在未来两年有没有一个目标，要把这个资产负债率降到一个怎样的一个水平？第四个问题是，刚才那个管理层说，一季度这个合同煤的兑现率只有65%，我想问一下，就是剩下那个没有兑现的那一部分，主要是什么原因？谢谢。
I come from Leon Securities. I have following question. The first is, could you please talk about the power demand in April? We see that the power consumption in the residence and the tertiary sector has undertaken a decreasing in March, and whether this this power consumption rate will be a recovery in April. The second question is about Truest Power's market share in the first quarter. Could you please talk about what percentage of market share for Truest Power in the first quarter and whether this market share will be maintained in the following quarters? And the third is, also, could you please talk about the net profit margin for Truest Power in the first quarter, and also what kind of factors will impact the net profit margin? And the fourth question is, we noticed that in first quarter you have reduced your liabilities, and could you please talk about whether you will in the future continue to reduce your liabilities, and what level will this debt ratio be? And the last question is, you have mentioned that your contract fulfillment rate for the first quarter is only 65%. Could you please provide the reason for this change?
全国的处在一个冬季，到三月大部分到三月中旬的时候，供暖才结束，所以整个从天气情况，从水电的枯水期的情况来看呢，应该说一季度，特别是三月份和一月份，应该说我剔除春节因素的话，应该说一季度的用电量呢，应该好于四月份和五月份，因为四五月份呢是即将进入迎峰度夏之前的一个季度，一个是天气逐步回暖。 还有一个呢，就是为了做好迎峰度夏前期的一些设备健康的一些准备，所以我们安排的检修机组和今年的脱销改造的项目相对的多一些，所以说，从这个整个的发电情况来看呢，三月份的发电量呢，应该说没有三月份好。
Well, for the power generation, historically for the first quarter, because of the heating period, also in the winter. And also, the hydropower generation is not so high. And the first quarter's power generation is better than the April and the May, which is just before the peaking period in the following month. And also because of in May and April, the weather is recovering in the warmer, and also the power plants have to make the equipment maintenance and also to make some improvement in the technical conditions. So the power generation in April generally is lower than the first quarter.
关于大市的市场占有率呢，我们往年都是在26%、27%这么一个水平，那么今年一季度是20%。 下降了这个5个多点百分点，那么从后3个季度的情况来看呢，我们这个努力这个提高这个市场占有率。那么影响大市的主要的因素呢，还就是一个电量的问题和这个电价的问题。那么电价呢，目前因为在新加坡的电价呢是3个月这个发布一次，这个是这个由新加坡政府来定。那么在电价一定情况下，最主要的因素就是看电量。 那么从我们目前的情况来看呢，应该说我们这个新加坡的这个利润水平还是可以的，所以 EBITDA margin 这一季度还是达到了 12%。
Well, for Truest Power market share, actually for the petrol fuel is our market share accounting 26% to 27% for Truest. But for this year's first quarter, its market share is only 20%. This means about 5 percentage points decrease compared to that of last year. And in the following month, we will continue to try best to increase the market share. For the Truest Power's net profit margin, we believe that in this market, the profitability is determined by the power generation and also the tariff level. For tariff in Singapore, because most of the fixed contract per tariff level is determined by the government, and it will adjust it quarterly. And if assume the fixed tariff level, the margin is determined by the power generation. For Truest Power for the first quarter, the EBITDA margin of this year is 12%.
关于这个资产负债率呢，应该说电力行业呢是一个资金密集型的行业，所以这个它的负债率呢也不会太低。那么目前我们73%的这么一个负债率水平，在电力行业来说，也是在国内的电力行业来说，应该是属于一个比较低位的这么低的水平。那么为了充分发挥财务杠杆的作用，从长期的这个财务目标来说，我们也就保持在70%，没有想再进一步的去降低。
Well, for the power generation sector, we see that because of this is a capital intensified industry, so the debt ratio will not be too low. For our company, for the first quarter, the 73% of debt ratio is very low comparing to our competitors in the domestic market, and also to fully use the gearing. Function, we will not lower the debt ratio too much. So for example, less than 70%.
那么今年就是刚才我要回答这个年度合同兑现率的问题啊。那么今年煤炭这个价格并轨市场化之后，这是一个变化。再一个就是煤炭的供应相对的宽松，这是两种变化，所以说今年年度合同兑现这个方式是有所调整的。对于这个合同计划是按照发电用煤的需求来安排，那么在用煤量比较高的时候就多安排一些用煤的计划，当用煤量比较低的时候，用煤的计划会安排的相对少一些。
Actually, this year there is a different form for the coal contract, because for this year the coal contract is much more market oriented, and also the supply is very adequate, and also the contract fulfillment form is changed for comparing to that of the previous years. For example. The fulfillment is determined by the coal demand. When the coal demand is higher, maybe the fulfillment will be higher. And the demand is lower, the fulfillment will be lower.
好，谢谢管理层。
谢谢。下一位提问者是来自中银国际的新城。
管理层您好，我有几个小问题，一个问题就是想问一下，在一季度咱们总的折旧是多少，然后一季度的一个平均电价是多少，还有就是去年四季度的时候咱们的单位燃料成本是多少，然后第二个问题想问一下，一季度新加坡就大势能源的收入是多少，然后第三个问题就是问一下一季度咱们合同煤的一个平均价格是多少，然后跟去年同期相比是有什么变化。好，谢谢。
I'm from BOCI. I have three questions. First is, could you please talk about your depreciation phase for the first quarter and also the average settlement tariff and also the unit fuel cost for fourth quarter last year? The second question is, could you please talk about your revenue in fourth quarter in Tuas Power? And the third is, could you please talk about theAverage contract coal price in first quarter and also the year-on-year change.
一季度折旧是27.69亿。
For the depreciation in the first quarter, it was 2.769 billion RMB.
这个平均电价是452.64块。
And the average tariff level for the first quarter was 452.64 RMB per megawatt hour.
这个去年四季度的单位燃料成本是228.22。
And the unit fuel cost for the fourth quarter of last year was 228.22 RMB per ton.
大势一季度的收入是36.45亿。
And for the first quarter, Tuas Power's revenue totally 3.645 billion RMB.
那么一季度，公司这个执行年度合同的煤炭的价格是553.79。
For fourth quarter, our annual contract coal price purchasing price was 553.79 RMB per ton.
对，这是原煤价格。
This is the natural coal price.
和去年同期比大概是有什么变化？就同比大概增加还是减少了多少呢？
So the year-on-year change.
那么下降了6.2%。
好，谢谢。
0.62。
好，谢谢。
Well, the contract coal price decreased 0.62% year on year.
谢谢管理层。大家好，由于时间关系，下面有请最后一个提问者，是来自上海大埔资产管理的刘化。您好。
管理层下午好，辛苦了。那个最后两个问题，第一个就是因为咱们第一季度的发电量同比下滑2.44%，然后售电量下滑2.25%嘛，那么但是收入是下滑6.2%，即使扣除境外电厂影响，母公司收入下滑是5.37%。我就想说，咱们的收入下滑幅度比较大的高于售电量和发电量的下滑幅度，这里原因是因为是因为什么原因呢？是因为发电结构导致的平均电价的下滑吗？这是第一个问题。然后第二个问题就是，能不能把以下数据给到我们呢？就是因为大家刚才零零散散的问了一些，就第一季度的咱们的供电煤耗、原煤用量、综合用煤价格，然后其中呢，合同煤价格刚才有了，就合同煤的占比，然后市场煤的价格和占比，这是第二个问题。还最后补充一个小问题，就是刚才就是有提到说四月份比三月份环比的发电量是差的，我想问，因为这是环比的情况嘛，我想问同比的情况呢？好，谢谢。
Actually, last three questions. First is, we see that the first quarter's power generation for your company decreased 2.44% year on year, and the electricity sold decreased 2.25% year on year. And we also see that the first quarter's revenue of your company decreased 6.2% year on year.And also for the parent company's revenue decreased 6.37% year on year. This has a big difference for the revenue and the power generation. Could you please provide the detail of this difference? Is that because of the structure difference or which is result the cut of the average tariff level? And the second is about...the figures for the first quarter, for example, the coal consumption rate for the power sold and also the energy cost and also the standard coal price. And the third question is, you have mentioned that in April, the power generation is generally lower than the first quarter. Could you please talk about for this year, the April's power generation has changed compared to that of last year?
我先回答你关于营业收入下降6.2%这个它的结构和原因。那么从总体来看呢，由于这个电量的下降，那么我们总的刚才讲了就是6.2%下降。那么从境内的这个电厂来看，营业收入呢实际上下降的幅度呢只是下降了2.22%。这主要原因呢就是由于这个售电量的下降。那么同时呢也有有一定的这个电价下降的影响。电价刚才我讲了，我们今年一季度是452.64，去年是453.89，下降了这个0.3%不到一点，但这个影响呢并不是太大，所以这个2.22%主要还是售电量的影响。那么从境外来看呢，这个营业收入的下降是比较大的，这个下降了29%。 那么这原因一个就是由于市场占有率的降低，那么发电量的下降。另外一个呢，刚才我也讲了，这个新加坡政府呢调低了固定合同部分的这个电价的水平。
Well, for the 6.2% decrease of the revenue for our company in the first quarter, this is mainly due to the following reasons. We see that for the revenue from the domestic business, it is only decreasing by 2.22% year on year. This is mainly due to the decrease for the electricity sold for the first quarter, and also have a very small effect coming from the tariff level decrease, about 0.3% year on year. And the major reason for the decrease of the revenue is coming from the Tuas Power's revenue decrease, about 29% year on year. This is because of the decrease coming from the market share and also the power generation for the first quarter. And also, the Singapore government has adjusted down the fixed contract tariff level.
So, 这个煤炭供应年度合同完成了是1081万吨，占总供煤比例的33%，价格是553.79块。市场采购煤炭总量2189万吨，比例是66.95%，价格552.47块。
Well, for the first quarter, our annual contract coal purchasing price was 553.79 RMB per ton, and the amount was 10.81 million tons, which accounted 33% of the total coal purchase. And for the spot market price, it was 552.47 RMB per ton. And the amount for this part was 21.89 million tons, which accounted for 66.95%.
好，谢谢各位提问，也感谢各位管理层深入的分析和解答。Thank you so much for your questions and participation today. 最后，请杜总为我们今天的电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Du will give us a summary of the call today. 杜总，请。
非常感谢各位对华能国际的关心和帮助，感谢大家的提问。公司管理层希望用我们的努力工作，创造价值，创造业绩，回报全体股东，回报社会。如果各位有进一步的问题，欢迎会后与公司联系。谢谢大家。
Thanks for your long-time support and lasting attention to the company. And the company will continue to make the further efforts to making an increasing return to our shareholders and also the contribution to the company and the society. And if you have any further questions, please contact us after the conference. Thank you.
谢谢杜总和各位管理层，再次感谢各位参加华能国际电力股份有限公司2013年第一季度业绩发布电话会议。我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thank you very much for attending the conference call today. We look forward to meeting all of you in our next result announcement. Thank you and goodbye.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.